Hey, Joel Malkin for WJNO.com. And on the line with me is Hap Erstein with PalmBeachArtsPaper.com. That must mean we get to talk movies. Not a whole lot. Yeah, not a whole lot for me this this weekend, but it's not all about me, Hap, or so they say. tell us what's playing that other folks might enjoy.
I disagree. It's mid-November, and we're getting into Oscar-worthy movie season. Opening this weekend is a film that has an absolute lock on one of the Best Picture nominations, and according to some, it's the front-runner to win it all. It's called simply Belfast, and it's writer, director, producer, Kenneth Branagh. It's his slightly fictionalized version of his growing up there in the late 1960s. Amid, obviously, the conflicts, dubbed the Troubles, between the Catholics and the Protestants. Tiny, toe-headed, wide-eyed Jude Hill stars as 9-year-old Buddy, the Branagh character. And amid the violence all around him, and money is tight for Buddy's family, so his dad has to take a job in London, which obviously breaks up their tight little family. Probably the most recognizable cast members are Dame Judi Dench and Kieran Hines as Buddy's aging grandparents. So look for Dame Judi to pull in another Oscar nomination for her performance. She's just very moving. Belfast begins in color in contemporary Belfast, and then it dials back to the 1960s in a very artful black and white. Expect cinematographer Harris Zambarlucas to also get a nomination. If Belfast has a failing, it's that the Irish dialect is so thick, and it's often hard to understand, frankly, what they're saying. At the moment, though, Belfast is only available in theaters. If the dialect is a problem for you, I'd say wait until it's available on home video, and then you can add the English subtitles. Either way, you've got to see Belfast.
I was thinking, because then you could just rewind. What did he say? Wait, what did he say? One more time. You know, I picked up on that. I'll speak for a little bit here while you do what you need to do for your voice. Because I saw that in the trailer. You know, it's and there've been movies like this before where it's like I'll go and I don't understand a word. I don't understand a word of this. That was the one thing. Because otherwise, the positive thing, I'm not into foreign films, but the positive thing about this is they're actually speaking English. Or at least the Irish dialect of English, I guess, if there is one. But
Call it English.
Yeah.
Usually, you get used to it along the way. This one is difficult throughout.
So, but I recognized Pop. I guess Kieran is how you say his name.
Kieran, yes.
It looks like Ciaran Hines, but Kieran Hines. I've recognized him in the trailer. I was like, I've seen this guy before. So I've seen him in something, or maybe several things before.
Oh, he's been in a lot of movies. Yeah.
Character actors, it looks somewhat interesting. I guess. I think if it wasn't for the thick accents, so maybe I'll do what you're saying. Maybe I'll hold off.
But I think it's going to be very popular. I think it's going to get a lot of attention, great reviews.
I like the soundtrack in the preview anyway, in the trailer.
Well, it's 1960s music, sure.
Yeah, yeah. 88% here on Rotten Tomatoes. So,
trust
so
it.
That's good. Yeah. What else you got for us?
Well, as a genre, the Western has been kind of on the decline. But there's a British singer-songwriter named James Samuel who's making a one-man effort to bring it all back. And if other Westerns have the style and energy that The Harder They Fall does, he just might pull off a resurgence. In many ways, The Harder They Fall is a conventional Western, except that all the characters are black. And they're all based on real, actual people. Well, sort of. As the opening statement puts it, while the events of the story are fictional, these people existed. In other words, Samuel wants to pay tribute to these historical figures. He just doesn't want to get tied down by facts. The story begins with a very violent act as a young black boy sees his parents brutally murdered right in front of his eyes. And the gang leader, a guy named Rufus Buck, played by the always steady Idris Elba, he's responsible. So fast forward two decades, and the boy grows up to be Nat Love, played by Jonathan Majors, single-minded about getting revenge for his parents' death. And when Buck gets released from prison, he seeks out Nat Love, and the gang warfare is on. Director Samuel is kind of gleeful in his command of bloodshed and gunfire and general mayhem, and you wouldn't want it any other way. The Harder They Fall is a bit too long and somewhat repetitive, but buckle your seatbelts and just enjoy the ride. I don't know what kind of film career Samuel will have in the future, but I know I want to see whatever he does next. This one was made by Netflix, and that's where you'll find it. So use your subscription. Go see this movie.
Because I'm looking this up. I was telling you I have Netflix and I pay for it, and I very rarely, if ever, watch it. I think I keep it just because in case my now nine-year-old, I have to start saying that again. She just had a birthday recently, but whenever she comes over every so often, there's stuff on there that she likes. But I'm looking at it here on the Netflix website. When we hang up, I'm gonna watch a trailer because it actually looks pretty interesting. So I take back what I said at the beginning of this call because I love Idris Elba.
Two good movies.
I love Idris Elba. I'm also seeing that Delroy Lindo is in this. I don't know how big a part, and he's the guy.
He's the sheriff. He's the one who's trying to mop up the mess. And he's quite good in it, too, yes.
I haven't seen him in a while, and I always used to get him confused with Ving Rhames. They're the same type of character actor. And I have to just remember that Ving Rhames is the one doing voicing the Arby's commercials, and Delroy Lindo is the other one. So that's what I'll have to.
That's how their resumes run. Yes, absolutely.
And a member of the Wayans brother clan is in this as well. Damon Wayans Jr. Of course, Damon Wayans is son in this,
right.
And Regina King and hell of a
Regina King is in everything this year.
Yes, it's a hell of a cast. So I'm not a huge Western fan. That's the thing.
Well,
but I have seen some that I've enjoyed. So
I think this is going to be one of them. I really do.
I will have to check it out. Before you get to your art house pick, I do want to give an honorable mention to Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Did
and
you
his
see
movie.
It?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not seeing that stuff. I almost said crap.
Well,
I couldn't tell you. But, it's a dog movie, so there probably is plenty of crap. By the way, 50% splattered tomato. Now, this is not a cartoon, or I guess we don't say cartoon these days.
It's
not
an animated feature.
Yeah, this is not an animated feature. This is live action with, I guess, an animated Clifford. There are actual people in this movie. Jack Whitehall is in this. Now, you know what? Now I'm a little curious because I enjoyed the first thing I ever saw Jack Whitehall was in the movie recently with The Rock from the Disney ride. Help me. The Disney ride.
Jungle Cruise.
Jack Whitehall, great character in that movie. Rosie Perez is in this. Kenan Thompson.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if Kenan Thompson does the voice of the dog or what's going on there, but so not a bad.
I'll give you a week and you report next week about it, okay?
But I'm looking at the pictures. I haven't even seen a preview. I don't know. You know, I am going to be with my kid. I'm going to Orlando, spending some time with her, doing her late birthday.
Nice.
So
I think she wants to see this.
She wants to see Ron's Gone Wrong. So we're going to have to, unless she's gone and seen it without me, going to have to see that. So we're going to, Adam's Family is, I guess, done. So we're not going to see that. But
Ron's Gone Wrong at least has a second level of humor for adults. You'll like it.
Well, you don't know if this one doesn't. I would guess
it doesn't.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. And again, I'm not going anywhere near it.
John Cleese.
I suspect it.
John Cleese, apparently. in this as well.
Well, that suggests a possibility. Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah, if he helps in the writing, okay, there's a possibility.
Still 50% splattered tomato, 50% among the critics like yourself. Tell us about your art house pick.
They're all going to see Belfast. Well, this has been a good year for documentaries, and my art house pick this week is one of those. It's called Mayor Pete. Now, that's the former mayor, of course, of South Bend, Indiana. That's how he was known as he stepped onto the national stage to run for president in 2020. Because no one really could apparently pronounce Buttigieg. That didn't help his career, of course, but he faced other challenges. There was difficulties in South Bend he had to explain away. Pete is unapologetically gay. That was a problem as well. Anyway, apparently, probably all people need to know about Buttigieg. This documentary takes us beyond what they do know and goes into the strategy sessions of the campaign to town halls, TV interviews, the whole exhausting, bizarre process of how we elect a commander-in-chief. Of course, there's understandably no suspense in the film. Mayor Pete did start out well. He had a strong win, or at least close to, in the Iowa caucuses before falling behind as Joe Biden came alive in South Carolina. And Pete then dropped out before Super Tuesday. But the film shows us the personal side of Buttigieg and his helpmate, his husband, Chasten. It's a conventional documentary. It's well made, but I think, and kind of inspiring, I don't think you really need the big screen. And fortunately, this one is available on Amazon Prime. Good documentary.
All right.
You're not convinced.
You know, I never
like
your art house.
You're skeptical.
I never like your art house picks, so nothing new.
All
right, so let's see. We are getting closer and closer to Thanksgiving, but I want to see what's coming before that.
King Richard.
That's
King
the
Richard
19th.
Is a very good movie.
That's next week. Okay, you already saw it.
I have seen it. It's not at all what you expect it to be, and it's excellent.
It's kind of a local tie to us here with, you know, the fact. The Williams' sisters, they weren't born here and raised here, but of course they moved
here. They alighted here.
In Palm Beach Gardens. You know, Will Smith has not had a good track record of late. His movies tend to bomb. So
This is going to work at the box office, but it's a good film. He's quite good. And it's mainly about the father. It's about Richard Williams. I won't tell too much now, but
more people are going to have an interest in seeing it because of obviously Venus and Serena than they will Richard, I would think.
But what's interesting is how he has engineered their careers.
He's passed on, I believe, in real life. I believe he died not long ago. Yeah, within the last few years. Yeah, I've been wondering about this, you know, but to give folks a sneak peek, apparently, Hap, you are
thumbs
in the majority
up.
Here, 90% right now on Rotten Tomatoes. So a lot of your ilk have seen that. You know what else?
I think they're likely very nicely surprised by it. Yeah.
What else is coming out next week? Tell me.
Well, I do know one that I'm big on. What are you thinking of? I'll tell you mine. Tell me yours, I'll tell you mine.
Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Ghostbusters next week, right. And also there's a great documentary, don't fall asleep yet, about Kurt Vonnegut, that wonderful novelist that all of us read in high school or college.
Yeah, I'm excited about that one. but one I am interested in, and we've got to wait another 5 days. It comes out the right on
just
the precipice
Thanksgiving.
Of Thanksgiving weekend, and you know where I'm going. House of Gucci.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be interested to see that one.
Or as some people say, the Lady Gaga movie.
I don't know anything about the Gucci family, but I'm going to research a little bit before I see it. It's supposedly a true story. And yes, Lady Gaga, the Lady Gaga movie, but there's a lot of people. A lot of people in this damn movie. You got Adam Driver.
Jared Leto.
I don't know how big a part he has, but Al Pacino is listed in there. Probably a walk-on, one scene he tends to do lately. Jeremy Irons. So, it'll be interesting. I'm going to be with my mom.
That doesn't sound like your kind of movie.
It doesn't, but I'm going to be with my mom. It sounds like she might like it. Drama, suspense, thriller. I've seen the preview a few times, and I'm going to be on vacation after Thanksgiving, and this sounds like the type of movie she might like. I'm going to do more research on the movie and the story, because I don't really know. Were you aware of much about the story of the Gucci family?
Well, sure. It was in the news all the time, the murders.
Yeah, I was ignoring the news back then. That was that was my pre. I mean, how many years are we going back? What are we going back to, the 80s?
Maybe 90s.
Yeah, I was in music radio and didn't care a lot about news. It took me a while. Now I'm a big newsie, but it took me a while.
I think, like the King Richard story, I think it goes beyond what we know already. I think it's going to be supposed to be a very good film or movie.
Well, I will be. I'll be looking forward to. I'm sure that your assignment is to have that for us by that Wednesday prior to Thanksgiving, and
I can do that.
We will get that then, because I'll be out the following weekend. So. The weekend.
And I'm not working on Thanksgiving. Okay.
No. So we'll chat then. But
we'll do it on Wednesday.
Next week. But we'll chat next week first, because we'll have we have some other new stuff.
Lots of good stuff next week.
Well, I'm looking forward to Ghostbusters.
What do you think about the Ghostbusters movie?
It's gotta be better than the last Ghostbusters fiasco.
The one with the women.
Yeah. With the cast they had, they could have done a lot better. That's for sure. So
it was disappointing. I agree.
Yes. So
all right. So this time for a bounce back.
We will chat.